You're listening to SBS News. Melburnians have been wearing face masks for months after they were made compulsory to try to reduce the spread of COVID-19. And now, after 10 consecutive days of no new locally acquired cases or deaths, there are calls for the mask rules to be relaxed. Epidemiologist Professor Michael Toole from the Burnet Institute in Melbourne says he's not in favour of relaxing those rules. Professor Toole says masks should be mandatory in both Sydney and Melbourne, especially on public transport.
I think it would be hard to convince people in, say, Hobart and Perth or even Adelaide to wear masks when they haven't reported a local case in so long. I think for Melbourne and Sydney, it should be mandatory, particularly as people start moving from state to state.
Professor Toole says New South Wales could bring in mask wearing gradually, starting with making it compulsory on public transport and in settings where it's impossible to keep your distance.
I think in New South Wales, rather than going right to the Victorian system where you have to wear a mask all the time, that initially it must be mandatory in public transport. And secondly, in crowded shops, you know, where you can't physically distance. And that could be expanded depending on the case, you know, identified in New South Wales. But I think it makes enormous sense for Sydney and Melbourne to have comparable policies. I can tell you now, if I visit Sydney, as I often do, I'll be wearing a mask, probably most of the time.
The chief executive of the Burnet Institute, Professor Brendan Crabb, has tweeted that masks will be needed for the next 12 months at least. And while guidelines over their use may change, they're a powerful and non-disruptive vaccine. Professor Crabb says masks should stay mandatory in Victoria and be introduced in New South Wales. It was a study released in June by the medical journal The Lancet that convinced policymakers around the world that masks help reduce the spread of COVID-19. The Lancet conducted a systematic review of 172 studies in 16 countries, and on average they found the use of face masks reduced the spread of the virus between two people by 90%. Epidemiologist Catherine Bennett from Deakin University says it's time for Melbourne to consider a relaxation of the mask-wearing rules, given the lack of virus in the community. She says they should remain compulsory on public transport and higher-risk indoor environments, such as cinemas.
Indoor places, you know, cinemas, and public transport are the places you want to keep people wearing masks. So to keep them on board, I think we're fast reaching a point where wearing them all the time, certainly wearing them outdoors away from other people where you can keep your distance and you're only with your household, I think we're probably getting to a point where we could relax that, but keep them mandatory in those higher risk settings.
Professor Bennett says to ensure there's continued compliance in higher risk settings like public transport, it makes sense to ease the rules for other environments now that there's not active transmission occurring in Victoria.
So I think preserving them for that setting, helping people understand why that's important, is easier than trying to say wear them all the time when people can see there's zero risk when you're completely away from other people and the levels are very low in community.
The views on masks come as New South Wales records two consecutive days of no new locally acquired cases. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging her state's residents to continue to follow the public health advice.
Especially in southwestern Sydney and northwestern Sydney, we ask everybody to keep abreast of the health alerts and to make sure you come forward and get tested with the mildest of symptoms. It's really, really important for us at this time, given the time of year we're entering and given the borders are coming down between New South Wales and Victoria in just a couple of weeks.
And with the borders coming down, the epidemiologists say a national QR code system is needed. Professor Catherine Bennett says the federal government definitely wants to see the respective IT systems in each of the states and territories being able to communicate with each other.
While the government, Australian government's trying to make sure that all the IT systems nationally talk to each other, they are built on different platforms. So there may be a challenge trying to get a QR system that works and talks to all state case management or monitoring systems. So I think I'm not sure we're quite there yet, and whether that's going to be feasible, that would be ideal.
And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.